Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey.
I love that song.
This land,
yeah, Kevin, leave it up for just a second there. Isn't that a great song, folks? Isn't that peaceful? That's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Ferry across the Mersey. That's from the Wayback Machine. Jim Cantarucci probably doesn't remember that song. But it's a good one. Jim, thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the things that Jim has deposited with us over the years as he's worked with us over the last 7 or so years as a member of our Brain Trust. And Jim, the book is called Personal Brilliance, and I'd encourage folks to check out. We're talking about how to do a little bit better job communicating with our employees, right, Jim?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. How we ingest the ideas that are flying at us is a real key to whether or not we have that resulting innovation, which is a practical idea that we can benefit from.
Well, and you said that when somebody brings you an idea, you should, instead of saying no or furrowing your brow, making a face, just say, yes, but... tell me more or whatever. But I said, well, okay, maybe yes is not something a lot of people would be comfortable with. What if you said, okay, tell me more, or okay, let me think about that. Now tell me how that's going to work with what we're trying to do again. How about that kind of, I'm not trying to parse words, but maybe yes is a little too strong for some folks.
Well, no, the language is important, Jim. Yes every time can leave you scattered. You might take our conversation as you go chase every piece of business, say yes to everything. Yes, we can do that. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. The yes, but is what keeps the idea flow streamlining to you. And you hit on the perfect perspective here. It's about education. So yes, tell me more allows the person to, and trains the person coming to you or sitting in front of you to articulate it better, do more research, dig deeper. And so, if we said no when you came to us with the idea, you've in effect wasted all of your time up to this point.
Right.
It's done. But if you say yes, tell me more, now we might structure the time going forward. Your idea was valuable. Let's dig deeper. Let's see how it ties to our strategy and moves us forward. And together, we might decide that it's something that we put on the back burner or that we channel someplace else, maybe spin off a business, maybe sell the idea to somebody, or maybe just put it to bed. But you can do that in agreement with each other as opposed to just being the nasty boss that always says no. And that's not the relationship that we want, because the ideas will just shut off at that point.
Well, no question about it. The one thing we want is we've hired smart people. You want them to give them the ability. You want people to feel that their ideas and their concerns are given equal, given weight. They're given some kind of credibility. And one of the things, Jim, that I've said before, that I tell my employees, every one of them when they show up, and I tell them this regularly, if don't bring me a problem without a solution. It might not be, don't worry that the solution you come up with might not be the best solution. Maybe it's just a thought starter that helps us both come up with something. But don't just bring me a problem. Anybody, I can hire a monkey. I can buy a monkey to bring me a problem. I need somebody who's thought about the problem enough to at least say, hey, boss, this is what's going on. And I'm wondering if maybe this is a good way to approach that. What do you think, Jim?
Without a doubt, what you're describing is thinking through a problem as opposed to just thinking about the problem. And so often we just think about the problem and then we throw up our hands and go to the boss and say, boss, I don't know what to do. Help me. Your experience, you take care of it.
Right.
And that's just foisting the effort off to the boss. That's not a good idea. The boss usually reacts negatively to that, and it sets up a whole dynamic that's not good. Mm-hmm. If I think through the problem and you teach me to do that as my leader, then I'm going to be solving the majority of the problems myself, maybe coming to you for approval on something, but I'm basically solving the problem. And that's exactly what we're talking about. It's that education.
What about turning these kinds of interactions into a little bit of theater, Jim? And here's what I mean by that. Actually having some fun with it. You know, in a meeting yesterday in my own operation here, you know, one of my employees I could tell was about to make a pitch to spend some money. And I kind of, you know, had a little fun with him about it. You know, I looked at him, you know, and kind of squinted one eye, you know, and I kind of said, you're getting ready to spend some of my money or something like, I said something like that. And so I didn't shut him off, but it was like, you know, he could tell that we were going to have do a little dance here and that I wasn't saying yes, but I was being good natured about his ideas. What do you think about that?
Well, and that's why at the start of our discussion, Jim, I suggested that you look back over the course of your week and what your interactions are. Because whether that's a good thing that you did yesterday or a not-so-good thing depends on the context. And if you always do that, I'm going to stop bringing you ideas where we need to spend money. But if you do it in a fun, playful way, I know you're thinking, you know, you're
right.
You're challenging me a bit. That's an okay thing to do. You're right. And it's a little bit of fun. And by the way, everybody else around the table in that staff meeting is learning from the experience, and you don't
and,
have to discount that.
And isn't it important for people to believe that even if their idea isn't accepted and their proposal isn't implemented, they don't feel bad about what happened? They don't. It doesn't hurt them. They need to feel like they can bring you ideas without having pain. I think that's a really important point. We're going to take a quick break. Jim Cantarucci and I are going to be right back. Dintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.